Painter Sarah Pierce learned about Spanish dictator Francisco Franco when she was a kid. She collected stamps. Franco's stamp featured his image on a beautiful magenta background. This year, she revisited her childhood collection. She painted a series of 50 enlarged images of those stamps on wood panels. After 3 months of working on the Franco stamp, it still wasn't what she wanted.
It's almost like it's cursed. And I cannot bring it to life.
There was something toxic about this piece. It had to go. But she's always had a problem throwing things away.
And as an artist, that can really be a problem.
It was taking up valuable real estate in the studio. Franco was not going to be easy to get rid of.
I mean, I don't think it's enough for me to clean up my studio. It just doesn't go far enough. I need something a little more memorable and a little more therapeutic.
They called it the Phoenix Bonfire. Pierce worked with fellow maker Jack Patrick to organize the event. The invitation said to bring a failed creation, broken tool, unfinished poem, or similar disappointment to throw into the flames. A dozen artists and their families gathered on a drizzly midwinter evening. One rule at the Phoenix Bonfire: you can't comment on what other people are throwing into the fire.
I threw a little bird with all of my contracts that I made in previous lives.
This is a symbolic gesture. This is a guitar parts catalog that will represent all of the unmade guitars for the last year that are my disappointment.
Well, we made it into a paper airplane, and I let one of my kids throw it in. It's pretty awesome.
Well, I did everything to this except set it on fire, so I guess it's a fitting end. Farewell. I'm not going to think about you again.
That was Bonfire hostess Jill Patrick. Before her, Roland Ricketts, Frank Lewis, and Carmel Montoya. Glassmaker and blacksmith Michael Ann Carley pulls a handful of glass beads from her pocket. She's had these in her studio for a couple years now.
And I finally just decided, it's time. I don't need to hold on to those things from the past. So here we go.
Carley has a special connection to the flame. She needs it for her art. She makes glass. She works with steel. The beads were never part of a larger work. They were technical failures, examples of when the fire got away from her. She says she deals with failure all the time.
It's devastating, and it cuts to the core. And most people outside of makers don't really understand that that's a part of our life.
It takes courage to discard items you've created, even if you're not proud of them. Both Carley and Pierce agree about that. This gathering then also offers artists support for what they consider to be an act of bravery. As Pierce watches the fire eat away at the wood panel, she renames her painting. It's now the Burning Franco piece. She jokes that this is the best version of this work.
Okay, there's a hole in him now. He's crumbling from the inside. Just like his evil dictatorial ideas, consumed from within.
The painting wasn't a total bust. She learned something about herself through the process. She doesn't like mixing politics with art. As the Phoenix Bonfire continues accepting offerings, Pierce is looking ahead.
If I have this opportunity next year, if I know that I can ceremonially destroy some small portion of them, will it influence the way I go about my work? I'm a little bit curious about that.
With help from Mark Chilla, I'm Annie Corrigan for WFIU Arts.